Oh, I put them back into Lakey Meadow.
You don't think we need to move them on?
No, it'll do another day or two.
Great. So, are you coming in for a cuppa?
Sam! Morning!
Hiya! Which bunch of sad losers is Ambridge going to thrash today, then?
Loxley Barretts.
Oh, well.
Yep, away match. Should be a walkover.
Well, David, there's still time before you go to...
Treehouse, yeah, hadn't forgotten.
The kids are back at school in a week. If you don't get the roof on soon...
Yeah, I will.
And after all Sam's hard work last week...
I'm going to spend an hour down there after the match.
What's wrong with now?
Well, I'm just about to go up with the cultivator.
OK. So, Sam, what about that cuppa?
Oh, well...
Hello.
Hi, Kirsty.
Hiya.
Hey, what a fabulous morning.
Yeah, isn't it?
Oh, David, I put my car around by the machine shed last night.
Oh, yeah?
It was late and I didn't want to wake you all up in the yard.
Oh, no, it's fine though, don't worry.
Oh, great. So it's okay if I borrow your gorgeous hunky herdsman for the morning?
Yeah, sure, help yourself.
The cows are all done, I was just...
So what about those mushrooms?
I'll just come...
Mushrooms?
Don't ask me where, because we're not telling.
Okay.
Come on. They're best picked with the dew still fresh on them.
You've been talking to Bert Fry.
Good luck.
See ya. What?
Well, didn't you say Sam wasn't too keen on her moving in?
Staying over is not the same as moving in.
No.
Anyway, whatever they do, it's not really any of our business, is it?
Oliver? Oliver?
Hmm?
Sorry. I didn't mean to...
No, fine. I wasn't really...
Yes, you were. Completely dead to the world.
Well, perhaps I did, days off for a bit.
Halfway through your breakfast?
No, I'd finished.
Look, your coffee's gone cold.
Must be that extra slice of toast.
Oh, come on, no excuses. You fell asleep because you're exhausted.
No, I'm fine, honestly.
Oliver, it's no good. You can't go on like this.
Like what?
You've had trouble keeping your eyes open all weekend. You were asleep as soon as you sat down last night. You're wearing yourself out.
No. It's just a matter of getting used to the new routine.
Getting up at 5 every morning and spending half the day in the dairy.
Well, I enjoy the early milking. I've got plenty of help in the dairy.
Oh, Jazza.
Yeah, Mike too. And now Ed's really starting to get involved again.
So he gave you a couple of hours' help the other day. That's hardly involved.
Well, he showed a real interest, and that's the main thing.
He's not been back since.
No, not yet.
Where are you off to now?
Time I started in the dairy.
Oh, but can't you just...
And the cows are still in the yard.
Oliver, wait. Darling.
Hmm?
Why don't you go and lie down first? Have a proper nap.
Yeah, I'll be fine.
Go on. Surely the dairy can wait for half an hour.
Well...
Or an hour, even. You feel much better for it.
Good morning.
Hello.
Ed, hi.
You just passing through, or...?
Yeah, I pulled out a bit of ragwort down the edge of the bottom field.
Ah.
It's just the odd bit. I couldn't see any more.
Well, thanks. I'll keep a lookout.
So is everything else okay?
Yeah, fine, thanks. They're all milking well. No problems.
Great.
Mike's still getting a lot of good feedback from his customers.
Well, that's good to know.
Though, you'll never guess who I've just found asleep over his breakfast.
Yeah? Well, you wouldn't be the first herdsman to do that.
There, see? It's not just me.
That doesn't mean to say you can't go and have a rest now.
Yeah, all right. I surrender. I'll go and have a rest.
Oh, that's better.
No, but the cows are still in the yard. I'll have to put them out again first.
Yes, all right.
But that's okay. I could do that for you.
Really?
If you like. I'll be walking back that way anyway. It won't take me a minute.
Well, thanks. It'll be a great help.
So, there you are. No more excuses. Off you go to bed.
Yeah, pass me the bag. Yep. Now I'll hold the wire while you... Come on. That's it. Now, okay.
Oh, look.
Hey, all of his Guernseys.
Whoops.
We'll be putting them out after milking.
And here we are, caught red-handed.
Yeah, it could be awkward.
Oh, come on, they're just mushrooms. Oh, they're gorgeous, aren't they?
Yeah.
Come on, old girl. Come on. Come on. No hanging around. No snacking on the way. Yeah, it's no good looking at me with them big brown eyes.
Morning.
Oh.
Hi.
Hello. Didn't see you there.
Yeah, we're just...
out for a walk, you know.
Oh, yeah.
What's in the bag?
Oh, well...
I can guess. Still wants the other side of that edge.
Oh, you won't tell us, will you?
Well, what's it worth?
Well...
Okay, I'll let you off this time.
That's it.
So you back at work then?
No, not really. I'm just doing the odd bit, you know?
Yeah.
Still, it's not such a bad job on a morning like this.
Yeah, I'm not complaining. Go on, lazy bones, go on.
Okay, yeah, we'll let you get on then.
Yeah, I'll see you.
Bye.
There you go. Yeah, well done then. Come on.
He doesn't look so good, does he?
No.
Still, it's great to see him back with the cows, talking away to them, just like his granddad.
Yeah.
Oh, I hope he gets himself together.
Hey, come on. Let's get these back before we're busted.
If you're very good, I'll cook us a mushroom risotto for dinner.
Yeah?
And I've got a surprise for you after.
So who won?
Guess.
Congratulations.
And, guess who was top scorer?
No, really, were you?
I was.
You got more than Wonder Boy Kev?
3 boundaries and a cracking 6 to mid-on.
Fantastic. I'm proud of you.
So, how was your afternoon? The kid's been okay?
Yeah, fine. Apart from...
Up the treehouse yet? No, I know. Why do you think I'm back here now instead of being plied with free booze at the after-match celebration?
Sorry. I could come down and give you a hand.
Yeah?
Just for half an hour, if it makes you feel less hard done by.
Well, okay, great. I'll just find...
If you're looking for your toolbox...
But we'll need this too.
Wine?
Before I start anything, we'll take a look and see what needs to be done. And we can have a glass or two of this while we're looking. Okay?
Leaflets?
Well, flyers for the milk round. Mike got Brenda to print them out. His latest idea to bring in new customers.
Mm, very enterprising of him.
Yeah.
Oh, yeah, he's really putting his heart and soul into the whole business.
Oliver.
Excuse me. Oh, and there's no need to look at me like that. I'm not about to fall asleep on you.
Look, just sit down. I can't let you go on like this. If you don't get some extra help soon, you're going to make yourself ill.
Look, I'm perfectly fit and healthy.
Well, you won't be for much longer. It's just silly to keep this up when you could so easily get it sorted out.
Yeah, well, it's only until Ed's ready to...
Oliver! You've only got to look at the poor boy. He can barely manage a couple of hours in the dairy. It's going to be a long time before he can do a full day's work.
So I'll be patient.
Look, I know you want to keep Ed's job open for him. I'm not suggesting you take on a full-timer, but surely there's no harm in getting a casual worker to do a few of these early milkings.
Mm. Ah, it's easier said than done.
Okay, but surely it's worth a try.
I mean, it'll have to be someone local, reliable, with enough experience.
It mightn't be easy, but you could try.
But why go to all that trouble when I'm managing perfectly well without?
But you're not! That's the whole point. I'm not trying to make your life difficult. I'm worried about you, that's all.
I do appreciate that, darling. I don't mean to be ungrateful.
So, promise me you'll think about it.
Yeah, all right.
Oops. There you go.
David.
Might as well finish the bottle.
We'll have to get down from here somehow.
Gravity.
Oh. Mm. Oh, there's a star, look.
No, it's still broad daylight.
I can see one.
In your head. Anyway, if this thing had a roof...
Well, it's too late today. I wouldn't trust myself with a hammer.
Any excuse.
Won't have time tomorrow night either. This promises auction.
Well, at least it's only for a couple of hours.
And there's a working lunch for all the fundraisers on Friday.
Is there?
Mm-hmm.
You never said.
Well,
middle of the day. There's absolutely no way I can go.
Do they need you, though?
Well, even if they do, it's impossible. I'll have to make an excuse.
Well, you should never have got involved if you don't think you can fit it in.
Yeah, well, if you hadn't talked me into it.
Me?
Mm-hmm.
Hey!
I distinctly remember...
Okay,
two can play... No,
don't.
Who started it? Hello?
It's only me.
Sam. Yeah, sorry, mate. Me and Ruth would...
Yeah, okay, I don't want to bother you. Just to say I'm putting the cows into Longfield tomorrow morning.
Oh, okay.
Right.
Good night, then.
Night, Sam.
Night. He heard us, didn't he?
So, I'm allowed to tickle my wife with...
Stop it!
Hiya. Cow's all right?
Fine, yeah.
Good, because we're all ready to go.
What?
The little surprise I promised you.
Oh.
Sit down, make yourself comfy. You're going to love this.
So,
I've made a DVD of the holiday. All the best bits from the video. Oh, it's great. It's been properly edited with cool graphics and titles and stuff. Sam?
Look, I'm pretty tired.
Sam?
I've got an early start tomorrow.
Oh, it's not long. Half an hour.
Maybe another time, yeah?
Okay.
Look, I'm sorry, but I just don't feel like it. I'm sorry.
Yeah. It's okay, I know how you feel.
Just
Sam, I know what you said the last night in Gozo. I haven't forgotten. You don't want me to be around all the time. You don't want to be crowded.
Oh, Kirsty, I don't...
I said it's okay, I understand. You don't want me here right now, I'll go. Give me a call sometime when you're ready, all right?
That smells good. I'm famished.
Half an hour.
Oh, great.
Mike, we're nearly out of milk.
Oh, well, sorry. Can't help you there.
Are you serious?
He calls himself a milkman. What use is that?
Oh, come on. You always have a few pints left over.
No, not today. I'll give them all away this morning.
Why?
Yeah, I mean, I know you're doing well, but...
No. Look, what I've done is I bung the spare bottles on the doorsteps of non-customers. And with each bottle, I left one of these. Look.
We hope you like the taste of this fresh farm milk from our Guernsey cows.
If you'd like to place a regular order...
See, it's clever, isn't it, eh?
Oh.
And I talked to one lady this morning. Her granddad used to breed Guernseys. She remembered having the milk from them when she was little.
That's nice.
And she reckons Oliver ought to have a farm open day so everyone can come and see him.
Oh, that's a good idea. Why don't you suggest it?
Yeah, well, maybe down the line when things ain't quite so crazy.
Still, shows you're pressing all the right buttons.
Oh, yeah. I ain't kidding you, Roy. This dairy's the best thing to happen to me since... Well, in a long time.
Yeah.
I'm there. I'm part of it. Right from the milking through to the doorstep. It's all I ever wanted to do right from when I got into farming. And now it's happening.
Well, we're really pleased for you. Aren't we, Roy?
Yeah. Makes me feel quite choked up, really. No.
All right, you. Oh, I'll shut up about it. I've got to do a bit on the veg garden for tea.
Oh, we'll give you a shout when it's ready.
Yeah, okay.
It's really great to see him so up and cheerful.
Oh, yeah, I'm not knocking it.
And, Roy, while he's in such a good mood, maybe it's time you and him had a little chat.
It's no good. I can't go.
David?
I haven't got a clean shirt.
There you are. Mm. And stop mourning.
Okay. This has been a heck of a long day. The last thing I feel like doing is going to Promises auction.
Well, I'm not too crazy about it either.
Yeah, I know.
Especially as I've had Josh whining on at me all afternoon. He wants to have his mates over for a sleepover in the treehouse, and he can't do that until it's got a roof.
Okay.
Oh, can you get this zip up for me?
Yeah, hold on.
This dress. Maybe I should wear a skirt instead.
You look great, love.
Too late now, anyway.
Honestly, it's fine.
And we didn't get very far with the treehouse yesterday.
I know. It's because you distracted me.
Oh, I don't want to joke about it, David. I know why you haven't done it.
Oh?
Because you know if you don't, Sam will feel he has to do it instead.
Hey, come on!
Well, I'm sorry, but that's what you're doing, and it's just not fair.
Oh, great! Well, this is going to be a fun evening.
Dad?
Oh, hello. Is the tea ready?
No, not quite.
Ugh, been clearing away one of the beds.
Yeah, I. Here, come and sit down a minute.
Okay.
So busy these days. Don't seem to get a lot of chance to talk.
Is there something?
Well, yeah, I mean, it's been a few months now since Mum died, and, well, me and Hayley, we've been thinking about our plans for the future.
Plans?
Yeah. Basically, we've been talking it over, discussing the pros and cons, and we decided, well, maybe it's time we thought about looking for our own place again.
Yeah, I see.
It's like, you know, I got me promotion now, and Hayley... Well, with house prices going up all the time, if we don't get into the market soon...
Well, no big surprise, really, Roy. I knew you was looking before. Didn't suppose you forgot all about it.
So, you wouldn't mind if we...
No, you don't have to worry about me.
Dad, are you sure? I mean, you would say
no,
if...
No. I can't expect you to stay here forever. If you want to find your own place, you go ahead and do it.
So when does the auction start?
Not sure. I think the idea is to get everyone thoroughly lubricated first.
So I see.
Ruth, this is only my first glass.
Okay, I didn't mean...
Anyway, I'm going to need a couple inside me to face this lot.
Oh, for goodness sake.
Linda and the Fletchers. There's hardly anyone else here, we know.
You do what you want. I'm going to talk to Derek.
I'll be over at the bar. Okay. Excuse me, sorry. Oh, whoops, sorry.
David! Hello? Remember me?
No, it isn't.
It is.
Sophie? Sophie Barlow?
I mean, I'm assuming we'll be priced out of Ambridge, but there's always Horton or even one of the new estates around Porchester.
Yeah, they ain't so bad.
The point is, we wouldn't plan on going far. It's not like we'll be emigrating.
Well, I'm glad to hear it.
Hello? You two coming in?
Yeah, we're just having a chat.
It's all ready and waiting.
Right, okay. I'll just get rid of this lot.
I'll put it in the oven, keep it warm if you like.
No, I'm all done for tonight.
Okay.
So, did you tell him?
Yeah.
What did he say? Was he very upset?
No, he was okay.
Just okay?
Well, I think he knew it was coming, so he was putting a brave face on it, you know?
Oh.
No, but he was fine about it, really. He was very understanding.
So, it's all right?
Yeah. We can go ahead and start looking.
So, 86, 80...
1987, at poor old Jethro's.
Jethro's funeral. Yes, so that's...
It's nearly 20 years ago.
Oh, wow, it's nice that.
And you've hardly changed at all.
Really? Well, nor have you.
That's sweet of you.
No, it's true.
Oh, it's so lovely to see you again. I had no idea you'd be here.
Oh, well, me neither. I mean, I'd no idea that you were... Well, in the area.
Well, you remember my father was an architect.
Was?
Oh, yes, he died a few months ago.
Oh, I'm sorry to hear that.
Yes, it was all very sad, but, well, you see, he designed Sundial House.
Oh!
And afterwards, he stayed involved with the project on a voluntary basis. He was on the fundraising committee for them for quite a while.
Oh, I see.
And when they started talking about refurbishment, they got in touch with him again.
Right.
So I thought I'd help out with this bit of the fundraising, just like Dad would have done, as a kind of memorial.
Oh, it's a really nice idea.
David?
Oh, here's my wife. Ruth?
David, are you coming or what?
Sophie, this is my wife, Ruth. Ruth, this is Sophie. Sophie Barlow.
Hello. Sophie, it's so lovely to meet you. So you...
Yeah, we...
David and I went out together back in the Dark Ages.
Yeah, David's told me.
In fact, at one point we were even engaged.
So you're still Barlow?
Oh, I kept my maiden name after I married.
Oh, so you're...
Divorced for the last 3 years.
Kids?
No. I've been too busy for that.
Sophie's dad died recently.
Oh, I'm sorry to hear that.
And he'd been involved in fundraising here in the past, so...
Well, at least it's given me a reason to come back to Borsetshire.
Yeah? So, where are you living now? And what have you been up to?
Well, I live in Henley-on-Thames. I've got a couple of fashion outlets down that way.
Oh.
Your own shops? You have done well.
Well, it's been hard work, but, yeah, we're doing okay, and it's about the only thing I can do.
That's a gorgeous dress. Is that one of your own?
You don't think it's just a tiny bit OTT?
No, it's great. Fantastic.
Oh, Ruth, that's such a relief. I was so worried I'd get it wrong. I mean, what does one wear to a charity do out in the sticks?
Difficult.
Ruth, did I ever tell you, Sophie and Elizabeth set up a business together once?
Yes, fashion events.
That was it,
oh,
yeah.
Goodness, that does take me back. And your mother was helping us too.
Yeah, at one point you practically took over the whole of Brookfield.
Yes, we turned it into a real workshop. Pins, dress patterns everywhere. Yeah. Oh, and your father was so good about it. It's such a relief.
I was so afraid he'd find it really difficult.
Well, I think he will, but he didn't want me to know that.
Bless him.
Well, we'll have to play it careful, though. I mean, try not to make such a big deal out of it in front of Dad.
No, of course.
It's a lot harder for him than he's saying.
We can still start looking, though, can't we?
Oh, yeah, we ought to.
We'll go on the net, look at some agents.
Yeah, don't get too excited, not yet.
Oh, can't I?
It's still not going to be easy to find a place round here, even on my new salary.
Yes, I know.
Especially if it's going to be big enough for four of us.
Oh, now he's counting the chickens.
What, so don't you think I'm up to it?
I never said that.
Okay, well, Phoebe's is fast asleep. Shall we switch a computer on? Start looking at some agents?
No, I've got a much better idea.
The Grey Gables fashion show.
We put up a catwalk and everything. Invited half the village. I think there was even a photographer from the Echo.
Really?
And Susan Carter was one of the models.
Susan?
Mm-hmm.
She was modelling one of my designs. Quite sheer and clingy, off-white silk. And just at the crucial moment, the seam split right down the whole of one side.
Oh, yes.
It was such a disaster. I've never been so embarrassed in my whole life.
That's right. Red faces all around, isn't it?
Oh, honestly, I thought I was going to die. Oh, you were so nice to me about it afterwards.
Yeah.
Oh, it all seems such an age ago now. Oh, do you remember when Nigel...
Sorry to put in.
Ruth, I'm sorry, I've been rabbiting away.
No, don't worry. It's just, I think they're about to start the auction.
Oh, yeah, okay.
David, Linda's keeping a couple of seats for us.
Yeah, okay, I'll be with you in a minute.
Oh, it's been so nice to meet you, Ruth.
And you.
Oh, okay,
David, I'm sorry to keep you so long. You must have lots of other people to talk to.
Oh, there'll be plenty of time for that later.
Well, I'm afraid I have to sneak off early.
Oh.
I'm staying with my mother, and she's not been too well since my father died, and she's been having one of her bad days.
Oh, I'm sorry to hear that.
Oh, but it's been so lovely to catch up after all this time.
Yeah.
I feel as if we've hardly started. There's so much more I want to ask you.
Yes,
Are you coming to the fundraising lunch on Friday?
Lunch? Oh, yeah. Yes, I'll be there.
Good, I'll see you then.
Yeah, and you must come and see us sometime.
Come over to Brookfield, meet the kids.
Thank you. I'd like that very much.
Got it, Brian? Yeah.
Well, if you bring it over here...
Let's hope it doesn't rain.
Oh, don't be such a pessimist.
How many students are left now?
Well, there's still a dozen, including some of my best pickers. I want to give them a good send-off.
Oh, can't believe they're all flying home tomorrow. I'm going to miss them.
Yeah. Okay, thanks.
At least we can give them a really good party before they go.
And you could just give me a hand with the chairs.
Now, talking of parties, what exactly does Alice mean by full-length and fabulous?
Good question.
You know, like the Beckhams.
Does that mean she'll have Elton John at this 18th extravaganza?
Oh, poor girl. I wish you'd stop teasing her.
Well, someone's got to pay for it all.
Oh, come on. She's already compromised over the marquee.
And what's all this about a jazz band?
Well, that was my idea. Well, she's booked Ferland's band for the evening, and we'll have the jazz earlier with the tea.
So will we.
So can I have the Kaiser Chiefs for my 40th next year?
Honestly, both of you.
Okay. We can do the rest later.
Yeah. I'd better get on with the food.
I'd like to get a couple of hours spraying done if I can.
Well, you go on, I'll manage.
I'll come and give you a hand when I'm through.
Oh, look, while you're both here...
Yes?
Debbie called again this morning. She's booked her flight home for tomorrow morning.
Ooh.
Tomorrow?
For her working trip, I did tell you.
Didn't say when.
No, well, she's only just firmed up her plans.
So when will we see her?
Well, she's going to pop in here around lunchtime, then she's got a meeting with Matt all afternoon.
Oh, that's a shame.
But she'll be there for our meeting on Thursday. It should be interesting.
Yes.
Yeah. Right, I'll see you later, Mum.
All right, darling.
Okay.
Oh, Brian, I've got some news you might be interested to hear.
Oh?
Heard from Jill this morning, and you will never guess who David bumped into yesterday.
Who?
Sophie Barlow.
Good Lord. You mean...
Yeah, his old girlfriend.
Sophie?
She was at the charity do in Pennyhasset. We donated a picnic hamper, remember?
Daffy Airhead, who made dresses.
Brian, I always quite liked her. And apparently she's quite glamorous and successful now.
Yeah, I'm sure. Don't tell me David was interested in her for her brains.
She was a very pretty girl.
Yes. And quite a little chatterbox, too, I seem to remember.
We could try some buzz advertising. That's like sponsorship and giving away free stuff at concerts or festivals.
Yeah?
So we try and get people talking about the brand and raise our profile.
Like my supermarket tastings?
Well, yeah, but on a different scale, you know? We really need to get out there, just be more aggressive, target a much broader client base.
Yeah, sounds good to me.
I mean, stop me if you've been here already.
No, no, no. It's really good to have a fresh take on it all.
Okay, well, there's also ambush advertising, which is like any way we can cash in on an event and get some free publicity.
So...
So, like, anywhere we know there's going to be camera crews around. Shows or sports matches, whatever. So we make sure our brand name's on display somewhere.
So, what, get people to hold up big banners?
Well, there are more subtle ways of doing it, Tom. Like T-shirts, or even getting the van in there somehow.
Okay. You're the marketing manager. Where do you think we start?
By making the best possible use of our existing publicity outlets.
The local press?
Oh, well, I was thinking of the Village website.
Oh, okay.
Okay, so it's not primetime TV, but it's there. People visit it, so we ought to use it.
We'll have to get that past my Auntie Jennifer.
Yeah. So, what are we waiting for?
Hi.
Hey, how you doing?
I'm out with the sprayer.
What, so not such a good time?
No, it's perfect. There's no one out here for miles except the odd crow.
Yeah, I wish I was there with you.
Oh, me too.
Well, look, anyway, the main reason I called, you should be able to get away in time tonight.
Yeah?
Yeah, around 6, so I'll be there for your student's party.
Great. Help me stop them getting completely legless.
Sounds like a challenge.
Yeah, and keep an eye on me, too.
Yeah, don't want you going all modelling on me.
Well, they're all flying out tomorrow. Yeah, and guess who's flying in?
Debbie?
Working trip, apparently. First I heard about it was this morning.
Well, I suppose that's par for the course.
Just when things were going on nicely. I knew it was too good to last.
Well, so what exactly are you spraying out there? Bugs or...?
No, weeds. Yeah, we let them grow up after the harvest, then we zap them.
What, your stale seedbeds?
Yeah. You're really keeping up, aren't you?
I'll do my best. Hey, you know what? I've been thinking about the stuff they told us at the clinic.
Yeah?
Well, I mean, I don't know, 6 months still seems a hell of a long time to wait.
Well, okay, but if it takes that long to have the tests...
Yeah, but maybe we could do it without the tests.
But how?
Well, I mean, we both know what... So what's that?
The pressure's down on the sprayer. Look, Ian, can we talk about this later?
Maybe a banner up front with a hot link to our own site.
Yes, I know the kind of thing you mean, but
plenty of other village websites carry advertising.
Tom, can you pass me those ciabattas, please?
Oh, yeah, sure.
Oh, thanks.
We'd let you have final say over the design, of course.
Well, I'd like to help you out, of course I would, but I'll have to be honest. I'm not too happy about it.
Oh.
Well, you're family, and I don't want to be accused of nepotism.
Okay, but...
And we've managed to resist advertising so far. And I'm bound to have someone complaining about the creeping commercialism of the site. I mean, Linda, for instance. Mm. I can almost hear the phone ringing already.
So it's a no-go, then?
Well, do you need an answer right now?
Well...
I've got all this food to do for the party.
No, there's no big rush.
As soon as I've got a spare moment, then.
Hello, how's it going?
It's nearly ready.
Hello, you two.
Hi.
You're coming along to say farewell to our students?
I'm not sure if we've been invited.
Well, I'm sure.
Why don't you come? Unless you've got other plans.
I don't think so. Have we, Tom?
No.
I'm sure Adam would appreciate it.
Oh, okay then.
Right, I'm going to pick some marjoram.
Okay, shall we...
Great start to my marketing career.
You tried.
What's this?
Brenda's now my new marketing manager.
Really? Huh? Smart move.
Well, I've been trying to persuade Jennifer to carry an ad on her website.
She turned you down?
She wasn't too keen.
Nepotism, commercialisation.
Well, I must say, I can't see the problem. Why don't you let me have a word with her?
Mum's gone to town with the antipasti. Been to soak up some of the alcohol.
You can't beat a good old Barbie.
Yeah, so I stand here getting roasted and covered in hot fat.
You're doing a grand job there. If I'd known, I'd have brought me chef's hat.
Thanks.
And everybody seems to be having a good time.
Yes.
Oh, come on, chill out. I mean, you never know. Maybe Debbie will miss her plane.
Nice thought, but...
So, is this a good time to talk about baby plans?
Well, I don't quite understand what you said earlier about doing without the tests.
Well, okay, think about it. I mean, we both know we're clear as far as HIV and hepatitis are concerned.
Well, the clinics say they won't do it without.
For goodness sake, I mean, it's been done before. Mads and I can sort things out. I mean, I'm all on for giving it a try. What do you think?
Oh, here we go.
Don't worry, it was an accident.
Okay, Nikolai, leave it. I'll sort it out.
Oh, Adam's going to clear it up.
And we're still on the antipasti.
Oh, it's Tom and Brenda. I'm glad they decided to come.
Yes. So what did you decide about the website?
Oh, they told you about that.
Sounds like a pretty good idea to me.
But you can see my point of view, Brian. I'm bound to be accused of favouritism.
So make it clear that anyone's free to advertise. It doesn't just have to be Tom.
Then it's commercialisation, lowering the tone.
Well, how about if you only accept advertising in return for sponsorship?
Well, I...
Then you could say they were giving something back to the community in return for the publicity.
That might help, I suppose.
I mean, it wouldn't do the business any harm. And I don't always give Tom such an easy ride. If there's a chance for us to do him a favour, I'd like to take it.
Well, at least it was an empty bottle.
Yeah, let's hope it's the last.
Here, come and cool off for a while. I'll keep an eye on the Barbie.
Are you okay for a drink?
Yeah, I'm fine. So, we were talking about baby plans?
Yeah, have you talked this over with Mads?
Well, only just thought of it myself.
Well, before we can decide anything.
Yeah, I know, so maybe I'll try and give her a call.
Yeah, I think you should.
Though, I mean, if she's still on location, I don't want to catch her when she's working. Maybe I'll wait till she calls me.
You think she will?
I hope she does. Soon. I'm missing her. I really need to hear her voice, you know, tell her what I'm thinking.
So, how do you think she'll feel about it?
You know Mads.
Mightn't she prefer to stick to your original plans?
Well, she's not one to mess around. I mean, we know there isn't a safety issue. My guess is she'll want to get on as fast as we can.
Okay. Okay. Whatever you decide, you know, I'll support you.
I know. She's due back the week after next, anyway. We can talk about it then. And, well, so long as she's happy, we're all set to go.
Hello. You found yourselves a drink?
Yes, thanks.
Good. Well, I shan't keep you in suspense any longer. About the website.
Oh.
I've had a chance to think about it, and if you're willing to put up some sponsorship, then you can have your advertisement.
Yeah? Oh,
that's great. Thanks, Jennifer.
So how much?
Well, we can talk about that later.
Yeah, of course we can. I'm really pleased.
It'll have to be on the understanding, though, that anyone else is free to do the same.
Yeah, of course, no problem.
They don't waste any time, these kids, do they?
Oh, let them enjoy themselves while they can.
You better grab those chicken legs. They're disappearing fast.
Oh, yeah, I'm starving. Come on.
I think I'll go veggie for tonight.
Thanks, darling.
Well, it seems we've cheered Tom up anyway.
Yes.
But Adam's not looking so happy, though, is he?
Actually, I do need to... Adam?
Yeah?
Well, this is for both of you. Is it okay if we have Thursday's meeting a bit earlier than we said? Say 9:30?
Well, it's fine by me.
Why?
Well, Debbie's arranged a working lunch with Matt, so it would suit her much better.
Oh, really?
Why, is that a problem for you?
Well... I was going to get out early and do some spraying.
You can still do that first.
Yes, if I'm up at the crack of dawn.
Oh, come on. We all want Debbie there at the meeting.
Okay, fine. Fine. If it suits Debbie, then we'll just have to do it.
Oh, dear. Those two aren't going to spend the whole time squabbling.
Why should they?
Oh, doesn't look very hopeful, though, does it?
Look, if there's a problem, darling, you leave me to sort it out. Okay?
Entry forms. Oh, for the flowering produce.
Oh, yes.
Oh, I did have one, but it disappeared.
I've just left some more with Susan, next to the till.
Oh, good.
You've still got time to get it in.
But have I got the time to do me entries?
You saw we've got some new classes this year.
Yeah, with the flower arrangements?
You could do a patriotic one for the Queen's 80th birthday, or you could choose a sporting theme, Wimbledon or the boat race.
No, I'll be lucky if I get my usual cakes and chutney done in time.
And then there's always the green food class.
Green?
It's a sort of novelty competition. Any kind of home-cooked food, so long as it's green.
We didn't see that one.
Well, we thought it'd be fun. No, I'm going to have a try.
Be a minute.
Morning!
Hello, Ruth.
Hi.
In a rush?
Ben's off swimming with his friend Ollie. We're running behind.
I'll go and pick up my entry form.
Bye, Gary.
Bye. Is that the flower and produce?
Yes, a week on Sunday.
Oh, Josh wants to do another picture after Linda bought his last year.
Well, the forms have to be in by next Wednesday. Oh,
thanks for the reminder.
Oh, Ruth, I'm dying to know. What did you think of Sophie Barlow? I heard from David. He said it was very odd just bumping into her like that after so long.
Yeah.
She was rather a strange girl. So glamorous, but actually quite naive underneath it all.
Really?
Well, that's how I remember her. Did you talk to her much?
Well, no.
Oh.
I mean, she was perfectly nice and friendly to me. Quite charming, really. But then she and David got talking about the good old days.
Ah, yes.
And that was it. I could hardly get a word in edgeways.
Yeah, I'll start loading the empty bottles.
Yeah, I would stay and help you longer, but...
Oh, no thanks, Mike. I'll take it from here. Jazz is getting a lift with one of his friends. Save me a trip.
Yeah, well, that's nearly time for my morning nap.
just before you go, mind if I pick your brains for a minute or two?
Well, if you think I can help.
Well, it's about the business.
Well, there's no problem, is there?
No, no. Quite the opposite. I'm delighted with the progress we've made so far.
Yeah, well, Brenda's getting on well with the website.
Yes.
Nearly up and running. So I'm hoping we'll soon have our first customers paying online.
Oh, splendid.
Less cash we have to handle, the happier I'll be.
No more bags of loose change.
Well, won't happen overnight, but it's progress.
Yes, indeed. So, sales are on the up, money's coming in, the cows are milking well, and on my last reckoning, I'm clearing about 23 pence a litre.
Well, that's 5 pence more than most dairy farmers.
No, it's enough to make me feel confident about the future. I should be in a position to pay out a decent wage.
Yeah.
When and if he decides to come back full time.
Yeah, well, that's good to know.
But in the meantime, we do need to find a way to ease our staffing situation.
Ah, yeah, right.
Yeah, well, we're just about coping as we are, but I've had a few grumbles from Caroline. Apparently, I keep dozing off halfway through meals and in the middle of important conversations.
Yeah, I can't make you very popular.
Well, seriously, I do have to accept I'm not getting any younger. And there's not much slack in the system. If anyone goes sick or there's an emergency, you know?
So you think we should take on another worker?
Well, I was wondering how you'd feel about taking on a bigger share of the dairy work.
Well, I'd be happy to, but...
Well, you know the job pretty well, and I've promised Caroline a proper honeymoon in October, and I'll need someone to look after it while I'm gone.
Yeah, trouble is, I've got to sleep sometime. I don't know if I could do that and the round as well.
Well, I did have an idea about that. What about giving a share of the milk round to Jazza?
Jazza?
Well, he needs some training, of course. But I reckon he's up to the job. Might even suit him better than working here on the farm.
Yeah, it's a thought.
And it would free you up for the dairy.
Well, I dare say he'd pick up the routine. And he seems to be up half the night anyway.
Well, listen, mull it over. If you decide you're happy...
Yeah, I'll do that.
Good. And I'd like to find some help with the early milking, too.
I'm thinking of another part-time.
I do need to be careful. The last thing I want is for Ed to feel he's being squeezed out by another worker.
No, I could see that.
But if you can think of anyone local who'd come in, do it on a casual basis...
Neil Carter?
Well, you think he'd want to?
Well, I think so. Already said as much to me.
I see.
Well, I mean, he'd be ideal. Been a stockman all his life, and he's local.
And do you think that, you know, Neil and Ed...
Well, if it's early milking, he's likely to be gone before Ed's around.
Yes, you're right. I'll give Neil a call.
Okay.
Thanks for your help, mate.
So, if that's it, I'll...
There is something else you can do for me this afternoon on your way back down.
Yeah?
We're almost out of cream pots, and they won't deliver until Friday, so I've arranged to get some from Pat.
Oh.
So, could you call in at Bridge Farm, pick them up?
Oh, so you've got it.
Mm-hmm.
My cake recipe folder. I've been looking everywhere.
Oh, sorry.
Why do you want it anyway?
Well, because I want to make a cake.
Well, yes, but...
Not just any old cake. A special cake. A green cake.
Ah, that's a coincidence.
Oh. And you've had the same idea?
For the show, yes, I have.
Well, I think it's fair to say I thought of it first.
There's no reason why we both shouldn't enter.
Well, no reason at all.
So when you've quite finished with that...
Oh, well, here, look, you can have it. Wasn't much help anyway.
So what's the matter with my recipes?
Why, nothing at all. It's just that most of the ingredients seem to be the wrong colour.
How do you mean?
Well, hardly any green at all. In fact, I've been making a list of my own.
Can I see?
Well...
Oh, come on, I'm not going to pinch them from you.
Oh, here you are.
Limes, chartreuse... Angelica.
Well, it's only provisional. I mean, I'll have to experiment, do some more research.
Really, you don't have to bother with all this.
Don't I?
No. All you need is a good sponge recipe and some green food colouring.
Colouring?
It doesn't have to be sponge. I thought I'd try a nice Madeira.
But is that allowed?
Why not?
Well, it's hardly entering into the spirit of the competition. Surely it's about green food. I mean, naturally green, I mean.
Well, I think we can probably interpret the rules either way.
Yeah, maybe so, but to me it feels... Well, it almost feels like cheating.
Now that sounds to me like a challenge.
Oh, all right.
You're on.
Yeah. You do it your way, I'll do it mine. And we let the judges decide.
Hello? Pat?
Oh, Mike, hello.
Oh, hello, Clary. There weren't no one in the dairy, so...
No, Pat's gone out.
Oh.
Is there something I can do?
No, it... Well, yeah. She said she'd leave some cream pots out for us.
Oh, yes. No, I'm not quite sure where she's put them.
Okay. No, look, you're having your tea. Maybe I'll come back later.
No, I'm sure I can find them for you. Oh, would you like some tea first?
Thanks, but no,
We sure?
Oh, I don't want to be late for the milking.
No.
So, is Edward still on the mend?
Oh, touch wood, yes.
Yeah?
I think he's trying very hard. He really wants to get better, you know, and he's got his counselling again tomorrow, and I think that's helping.
Well, that's good.
Yeah, after all we've been through. Can't believe things are settling down at last.
Oh, I'm glad.
Are you sure about that, T?
Not really. Oliver usually has one waiting.
Well, sit down a minute, if you like.
Oh, okay.
There. So, there's things with you and Roy and Hayley.
Fine, yeah, fine.
You don't sound too sure about that.
Well, me and Roy had a chat the other day. They're going to start looking for a place of their own again.
Oh.
I mean, no reason why not. I can't say it's a big surprise.
Still, it's going to mean a lot of changes.
I'll be honest with you, Clary, it's going to be hard when they do go. Brenda's going to be involved at uni, so I'll see much less of her. I'll just be me rattling around in that house. Going to miss them.
Of course you will.
Still, they all have to fly the nest sometime.
I know it'll be that much harder for you.
Yeah. Well.
But I'm sure you'll still see plenty of them. And you still have your friends.
Yeah. Yeah, I hope so.
Well, friends is important too. Almost as much as family.
Yeah, that's my feeling.
That's why it's so sad when you see two people fall out over a silly misunderstanding.
Yeah. Look, Clary, about what...
No. So all I wanted to say is, as far as I'm concerned, there ain't no reason why you and me can't be friends just like we was before.
Oh.
No reason at all.
Oh, well. The same goes for me too, of course.
Oh, good. Oh. Well, I mean, life's too short, isn't it?
Oh, yeah. Oh, thanks, Clary.
Oh, what's there to thank me for? But that's at any time you feel like a chat or a cup of tea, you just remember our door's always open.
Oh, yeah, and ours.
Well, I'm glad that's settled.
Oh, me too.
Well, it's time I went back to work. I'll open them pots for you, shall I?
Yeah.
Ruth, hello.
Hi, any sign of David down here?
No.
Okay, I thought he might be putting the roof on the treehouse.
Well, it's still looking pretty roofless.
There's a surprise.
Yeah, I came down to look at the apples and Granny Smith's, see if they're ready for picking.
Still a bit on the green side.
Oh, well, the greener, the better.
Oh.
Hello, fancy meeting you here, Phil.
Ah, so you're following me around, spying on me?
As if I would.
Do you mind me asking what's this all about?
Well, we're both entering a green cake for the Flower and Produce Show.
Oh,
yeah. Purely in the spirit of friendly competition, of course.
Of course.
Although he's practically accused me of cheating.
Well, I didn't say...
Cheating? This is serious.
No.
If she wants to use artificial ingredients, that's up to her. I'm going to stick to natural ones.
I think I'll keep well out of it.
Anyway, for me, the cake's just a novelty. I'm entering honey, too, and some of my veg. I've come down to look at the bees.
We better keep out of the way then, Phil.
Well, I'll just pick a few more.
Good luck anyway, both of you.
Ruth, tell me, what about Sophie Barlow?
Phil,
what about her?
Well, are we going to see any more of her, or has she disappeared back to Henley-on-Thames?
I think she's still around.
Fancy her turning up like that, out of the blue.
Fancy.
After all those years. I mean, I never thought we should see her again.
Phil was always a big favourite of hers.
Really?
Oh, I wouldn't say that.
Oh, come on. She used to flatter you shamelessly. Tell you how smart you looked in your new jacket.
Oh, I mean, I'm only curious to see how much she's changed.
Well, I don't suppose she'll be coming to Ambridge.
Oh.
Well, apparently David's asked around to meet the kids sometime.
Oh, really?
But nothing's been fixed, as far as I know.
Do you think she will?
I have really no idea, Jill. It's nothing to do with me.
Well, if she does, you be sure to let us know.
I didn't get back from Matt's until must have been after one.
You should have had a lie-in.
I had some work to do for the meeting, stuff to print out.
What about your breakfast?
Oh, coffee will do me fine.
Well, Adam's on his way. He's been up the sprayer.
Yep.
and I hope we'll have a proper chance to catch up afterwards.
Well,
I hardly saw you at all yesterday.
Yeah, I'm having lunch with Matt.
Yes, yes, I know.
But I'll be around tonight. We can catch up then.
Well, here's some gossip you haven't heard. Do you remember David's girlfriend before Ruth? Sophie Barlow?
I'm not sure if I ever met her.
I'm sure you must have. Tall, redhead, terribly attractive.
Maybe.
Well, she's turned up again. David and Ruth met her at a charity day in Penyhassin. We're all agog to see if she comes to the...
Can this wait? I'm trying to sort these out.
Oh, yes. I'm sorry. So, what kept you and Matt up so late last night?
Oh, business.
I mean, what have you decided about the estate?
That's what I'd like to know.
Me too.
Hi.
Hi. Morning.
Coffee's over there.
Great. So, are we all set?
I'm ready to go.
Poor Debbie didn't get to bed till one.
Oh.
And some of us were out spraying at 5:30.
Okay, well, let's get on with it, shall we?
Well, why don't you start us off?
Okay.
Hang on. Just let me get these.
Ready?
Yes. There you go, Brian.
Oh, thanks.
Well, in answer to your question, as from today, I'm on an annual contract to manage the estate farms.
Congratulations.
Well done, darling.
Absolutely.
Well, yes, it is good to have it signed and sealed.
So, Rodway's...
They'll have nothing to do with the farming side. All they'll do from now on is look after the buildings.
And Graham?
He's out. There'll be nothing for him to do on the land. Well, I'll be taking over the estate office.
He's going to love that.
Not my problem. As from now, whenever I'm over here, that's where I'll be based. I'll decide everything. Field work, cropping plans, contracting. My only brief is to maximise income from all sources, the market and from support arrangements.
Back from Matt?
Yep.
So, no big surprise there.
But can you give us some idea exactly how you plan to go about it?
Yeah, I'm coming to that. This is an outline of my cropping plan for the coming year.
Ah, okay.
Ooh, glad to see you're not wasting any time.
Well, you know, it's not final, of course. There are bound to be a few minor changes, but it gives you a pretty good idea of what's in my mind. So, why don't you all take a few moments to look it over?
Chatter?
You.
What are you doing?
Do that.
Sneak it up on me.
You've got smoke in here.
It's just a quick ciggy.
Jazz, that's not on.
Can I notice?
You know the rules. You don't do that. Not here. Not anywhere near the dairy.
Hygiene regulations.
Yeah, and there's a good reason. Put it out.
Just careful. The ice went in the drain.
No, you don't do it. If Oliver knew...
He's not gone, is he? Is he?
Pick up the dog end. Get rid of it.
It's gone. You never even saw it.
Tell me it won't happen again.
It's a living breathe. You can't blame me for craving a wee nicotine buzz. I mean, this cleaning up has to be the most boring job in the universe.
So?
Didn't I sign up to be a skivvy? I mean, all these suds and disinfectants are doing terrible things to my hands.
It's not a joke.
Dermatitis, no.
Jazz, if this job ain't done properly, Oliver could be put out of business.
No danger of that, no. I'm in charge.
Well, what about this separator?
Gave it 10 minutes. It's clean as a whistle.
Yeah, what's this?
What's wet?
Under the rim, look, there's grease.
Aye, well, 99%.
Look, you're going to have to do it again.
Oh, come on, it's only a wee smear.
The TVC test, remember?
Aye, but...
It's just a place for bacteria to multiply. Go on, clean it again.
How can well I wipe the grease?
Fine, get out of the way.
What?
Well, if you can't be bothered, I'll have to do it myself.
So you're moving right away from the old high-output system.
Well, I'd have liked to have gone even further. Matt kept putting the brakes on.
And you want to concentrate on first wheats?
Mm-hmm, because they're better yielding.
Yeah.
Limit your brake crop to oilseed rape.
Mm-hmm.
And put a lot more land into rotational set-aside.
That about sums it up, yeah. I want to make the whole system simpler and more flexible.
Yes, I see.
Well, I do like the idea of you going for a CSS.
Yes, Adam?
Well, I admire your commitment to conservation here, Debbie.
Uh-huh.
You think it'll be profitable?
On balance, yes. And if it means we have to leave our stubbles over winter...
And plant more on spring crops?
The stewardship schemes pay good money. It's fine by me.
And lots of food for the skylarks.
Yes, Mum.
And Matt's okay with this?
maximise the estate income from all sources.
Yeah. Cuddly Matt Crawford, the Skylark's friend.
Oh, I'm sure he'll be quite happy to boost his green credentials.
Okay.
So, any more questions?
No.
Well,
so these are your plans for the estate. I mean, how's it all going to affect us?
Yes. What about the contract work?
I wondered when you'd ask that.
So?
I mean, I presume Matt accepts that the present contractors aren't up to the job.
Oh, yeah, yeah, no question of that.
Come on, don't keep us in suspense.
All right. The contract's yours, if you want it.
Oh, that's marvellous, darling.
I don't think Matt would have any objection to you taking the work back again.
How much of it?
Much as you like. All of it.
All? As from when?
Whenever. Tomorrow, if you want.
But what do we really...
Don't worry about that now, Adam. We can discuss the details later.
Well, OK, but there's a limit to what we can...
This is quite a full document. I'm sure Debbie will give us a day or two to digest it all.
Well, yeah, yes, but bear in mind I'm employing the old contractors on a daily basis until it's settled. I can't do that for too long.
Well, fair enough.
Well, shouldn't we make it clear from the start?
No, I think Brian's right, Adam. We can iron out the details later.
But the point is, we've got the estate contract back again.
I am so pleased. Oh, well done, darling.
Ed!
Hello.
Morning.
Am I running way behind, or are you early?
Yeah, no, don't worry. My appointment's not till 12.
Good.
I had nothing much else to do, so I...
I've just put my head down for half an hour. I'm afraid it's getting to be a bit of a habit.
I was giving Jazz a hand in the dairy.
Is he still cleaning up?
Yeah.
What, everything okay in there?
Well, he's doing all right, on the whole. It's not perfect.
Huh?
It's not exactly his favourite job.
Yeah, well, I was aware of that.
Well, it might be just as well to watch out for him, you know? And make sure he's keeping up to scratch.
Oh, I see. Oh, well, thanks for the tip.
Well, he's a good mate. I don't want to make things too hard for him.
But... No, I understand. Well, look, perhaps we can find, you know, another way to keep him busy, so he doesn't have to spend quite so much time in the dairy, yeah?
Well, doing what?
Well,
looks like he's finished.
Yeah, sure. Perhaps I'd better put it to him first, eh?
Okay.
Anyway, never mind that. How are things with you?
They're pretty much the same. But it's not so bad, really.
So you think you're up for another counselling session?
Yeah.
Great.
Oh, done through here, Oliver.
Thanks, Jazza. Look, I'll have a word with him now. So why don't you go in and make yourself a cup of tea, eh?
Yeah, okay.
Somebody say tea.
Yeah, I'll keep it warm for you, mate.
Aye, thanks.
So, everything's ship-shape and Bristol fashion?
Aye, like a new pen.
Good.
Don't tell my ma, she'll have me doing the pots for life.
Well, it's not the most glamorous job in the world, I know, but it's got to be done.
Should I really volunteer for this?
Well, Jazza, Mike and I have been talking about that. How do you feel about a change, eh?
If you're looking for a home help, forget it.
No, this is more of a outdoor job. But nothing to do with animals, I promise.
Windy cleaning.
Mike's looking for someone to help out with the milk round. He has taken a hell of a lot on.
Me? Your milkman?
Well, that's really up to Mike. I mean, he wants to share the load with someone, and he's willing to give you a try.
So, I get to drive the van?
Yep.
All by myself?
Well, if Mike thinks you're up to it, yeah.
Not fine, I'll do it.
But there is a lot more to it than just driving the van.
I know, I can pick the rest up, though.
I mean, it is a pretty responsible job. The orders can be quite complicated, and we can't afford any mistakes.
I can see that. Oliver, it sounds great.
And it does involve getting up at 3 a.m.
I can live with that, no problem.
So, you think you'd like to give it a go?
I can do it, Oliver. Just give us the chance. I won't let Mike down.
Yeah, Matt wants to do some field walking after lunch. I'm not sure how long I'll be.
But you'll be back for supper?
Hopefully, yeah.
Yeah, all right. Bye, darling.
Yeah, bye.
I still think we need to be clear.
It all seems clear enough to me.
You just missed her.
The work's there. It's ours for the taking. That's what really matters.
Well, okay, I'm not denying that. It's just...
Are you coming in for lunch, Adam?
No, I'll grab a sandwich.
Oh, well, is everything all right?
Don't look a gift horse. I mean... After all our history with Matt, what Debbie's done is quite an achievement.
I'm not denying that either.
You're still not happy about it?
Yes, I'm delighted, but I'd be even happier if I knew exactly how much extra work we'd be taking on.
Well, she's left that for us to decide.
She's pretty woolly about the details.
So, in due course, we'll have to firm them up.
I can tell you what I think now, if you're interested.
Yes.
Of course.
Well, for the next few weeks, we'll be flat out on our own cultivation and drilling. We can't take on the estate field work as well.
Can't we?
We're not ready for it, Mum. Ryder's lot have already made a start. Let them finish it. Then we'd only have the spraying to do until harvest.
That's a thought.
So maybe that's what we'll decide.
Maybe.
Debbie's given us time to consider our options, so let's make use of it.
That sounds sensible to me.
Now, I've got some calls to make before lunch.
Oh, how long will you be?
Not long.
All right.
He wasn't listening to a word.
Oh, come on. You ought to be celebrating. Think of all that extra income from the estate.
I hope it's worth it, Mum.
Well, why ever not?
It's fine for Brian. It's me who'll be up at the sharp end. I'm the one who'll have to manage all the time and labour for the extra work.
He understands that.
And if anything goes wrong, you can guess he'll take the blame.
But no one's expecting you to work miracles.
Oh, no? The moment I'm a few days late with the job, you can bet Debbie's going to be straight on the phone.
I really don't think you're being very fair on her, Adam.
Well, she's Matt's person now. He'll be paying her, and you can be sure he'll want his money's worth.
Oh, now you're being melodramatic.
You think so?
Yes. Debbie's still family. She'll have all our best interests at heart, so stop worrying.
If I don't get this lot mucked out, I'll be even further behind.
Well, I can't stay long either.
Shall I give you a call tonight?
Well, I heard a rumour. You've met one of David's exes.
Sophie.
So what's she like?
Oh, you know, cool, glamorous, sophisticated, wearing the most fabulous dress. I felt like a real country bumpkin.
Oh, come on.
I did. Me and me old black number, the zip done up with a safety pin.
Was she really so intimidating?
Well, she was doing her best to be friendly.
And didn't I hear that she's an... Well, she's not such a great intellectual.
Don't know. Didn't seem to cramp her style on Monday. She and David certainly found plenty to talk about.
Well, if they hadn't met for all those years.
I suppose they had plenty to catch up on.
How interesting. And she's going to be around for a while?
She's mixed up in this fundraising for Sundial House. And her mum's not so well.
So you're going to meet up again?
David's seen her again today. There's a working lunch for all the fundraisers.
Okay.
It's funny, last weekend he was moaning away about this lunch. He wants to get out of it. But he seems to have changed his mind since.
Rusha, hi.
Hello.
Well, Ruth, you'll be glad to know it's done at last.
What?
The treehouse. It's all finished. Roof's on. Kids are up there now.
Oh.
I thought you'd be delighted.
Just in time for the end of the holidays.
Okay.
Oh, Ruth, I'll be on my way.
Nice to see you.
I'll give you a call later.
Yeah, bye.
Bye. Ruth, I do think that's a bit unfair. I've done my best.
All right. I'm glad it's finished anyway.
Yeah, well, now the kids are up there, I'll have trouble getting them done. Anyway, better go and change for this lunch.
Any idea when you'll be back?
I'm not sure. Not too late, I hope.
Okay, have fun. Say hi to Sophie. It's okay, you don't have to knock.
Oh, don't I?
Oh, Matt, oh, sorry.
Just going to see how you're settling in. You don't sound very pleased to see me.
No, I thought it was Graham back again.
No, he's out there packing his car. Not having such a good day by the look of it.
No.
Still can't be much fun for him. You know, being turfed out of his cosy little office. Bet you had to prise him away from that desk with a crowbar, didn't you?
Almost.
I hope he understands it's nothing personal.
It mightn't hurt to remind him.
Yeah?
If Mr. Crawford, in his wisdom, sees fit to dispense with my services.
Oh, dear. Is that what he said?
And, as I also reminded him, he hasn't been sacked. He's still got his job at Rodway's.
Yeah. Still, bottom line is, he knows he's being dumped because I think you can do his job better.
He'd got hold of a copy of my new cropping plan.
Oh, yeah. That was a parting gift from me.
Yes, well,
I thought he'd find it interesting.
He seems to think I'm taking us back to the Dark Ages.
Does he now?
Mm-hmm. Set aside reduced output conservation grants, all steps backward as far as Graham's concerned.
So did you put him right?
I did try and explain that going for maximum output these days is a shortcut to bankruptcy. Oh, right, that's my laptop up and running. Good.
Yeah, look, if you want to take some time to spruce this place up a bit.
Oh, yes, I...
You know, I want you to feel at home.
Well, this calendar can go for a start.
Oh, what, you not a fan of big tractors?
It's not the tractors I object to.
Oh, no, these firms think a bit of toddy can sell anything.
That's better.
Okay, look, I'll leave you to it.
Yeah, sorry I can't offer you a coffee.
Yeah, next time, right?
When I've got us a decent coffee maker.
Oh, yeah, one more thing. You sorted out the terms of the contract work with Brian?
Not yet.
Just bear in mind they may be family, but we can't afford to do them any favours.
I wasn't planning to.
Good. And you're sure you're quite happy about employing the family firm?
Yes. Why?
I wouldn't want you to feel in any way compromised.
Oh, no, you needn't worry about that.
Good. Well, you do whatever you want to make this place comfortable. Charge it to the estate, all right?
Thanks.
Bye then. I'll keep in touch.
Here, they brought you another coffee.
Thanks. Gosh, are we the only two left?
Yeah, Linda left while you were in the loo.
She does go on a bit, doesn't she?
Her and Derry between them.
Everyone says she's a terribly hard worker.
Oh, yeah, when she gets the bit between her teeth.
Did she have any ideas for a venue for the fashion show? It's getting pretty desperate now.
No, I'm afraid not. Was bad luck your place backing out at the last minute?
Oh, it was. 3 weeks to go would have been perfect, too.
Well, I'm sure we'll come up with something.
Oh, let's forget about business for a few minutes, shall we?
Yeah.
Or have you got to rush back off to the farm?
Well, no, not quite yet, no. What's so funny?
You don't remember, do you?
What?
We've been here before. You brought me here.
Oh, yeah.
It must have been one of the first times we ever went out to a proper restaurant.
Was it a birthday? Oh, no, what? Valentine's.
I don't think there was any big excuse. You just whisked me off and we ended up here. Mm. And you paid the bill.
Oh, wow. I was probably trying to show you how mature and sophisticated I was.
Well, I was very impressed, I remember.
Really?
You booked us a table for two, over there in the corner.
Oh! Yeah, I do remember now. I had steak and chips.
I can see it's the important things that have stuck in your mind.
Sorry, you know me. Head like a sieve.
Oh, but we did have some good times.
Yeah.
You forget, don't you? I've been so busy building a career. Failing in my marriage. Oh, coming back here and seeing you.
Yeah.
Well, those long, hot summer evenings, walks by the river, sitting up on Lakey Hill.
Yep.
Grooming prize bullocks with my best hairdryer.
Yeah, you did, didn't you? For the Fat Start show.
With much care and attention.
And we got a rosette.
Oh, yes, I was so excited.
It was all thanks to your skill with a hairdryer.
Well, things I did for you. Must have been terribly keen.
What about the time you wrote me into stage manage the Christmas show?
Did I?
Oh, now, who's got the memory problems?
Oh, no, I do remember. Jennifer had asked me to design the costumes.
Yeah.
I suppose we could consider the village hall for the fashion show.
Doesn't feel right somehow.
No, not quite Grey Gables, is it?
No. Tell you what, though, how about Lower Loxley, Nigel and Elizabeth's place?
Gosh, do you think they would?
Well, it's worth a try. It's a great venue.
Mr. and Mrs. Bargeter, I still can't quite get my head round it all.
Took me a while.
Strange how things turn out, isn't it? Look at us all now, 20 years on.
Yes. Oh, hey, look, maybe I ought to be going.
Must you?
Well, it's my farmer's instinct, you know. I can't really bear to waste this fine weather.
Well, it's been lovely to see you again.
Yeah, and you.
So, can we make a time for me to come round to Brookfield?
Yeah, sure.
I'm going home for the weekend and I'll be up and down for most of next week. It depends on the business and how my mother is.
Okay, so...
In fact, it's going to be quite a busy time, but... Look, David, I'll definitely be free on Friday evening.
Friday?
Is that any good for you?
Yeah, I'm sure, you know, we're not doing anything else.
Right.
So why don't you come round to dinner?
Well, that would be wonderful. I'll look forward to it.
I see you've got rid of Graham's old calendar. Place feels better already.
Oh, I've only just started. Here, have a seat.
Oh. So Matt's been round?
Yep. He asked about the contracting.
Well, that's partly why I came over. Adam thinks it's too much for us to take on this year's drilling and cultivation. We should only go for the spraying through to next year's harvest.
OK. So how do you feel about that?
Well, my instinct is to say yes to all of it.
Mm-hmm.
We've got all this money tied up in our machinery. We need to make the best use of it we can.
Yes. Well, in your position, I'm sure I'd be feeling the same.
OK, well, I thought I'd let you know which way the wind blows.
Thanks.
I mean, nothing needs to be cast in stone, not straight away.
Right.
Not until we sign the contract.
Well, so long as it's all done before I go back to Hungary.
Oh, yes, of course. I'll leave it with you then, shall I?
Yep, that's fine.
Oh, and, here.
What's this?
It's a little moving-in present.
Oh, the farm.
Yeah, this chap came round selling aerial views.
Oh, thanks. I'll put it up on the wall.
Just to remind you of home. And congratulations again.
Thanks.
Matt's very lucky to have you. Hi.
Hi. How was it?
Sorry. Linda got into her stride, you know. We're all sitting around with our coffee.
Still all in a good cause, eh?
Yeah. Well, actually, it wasn't quite as bad as I thought.
And how was Sophie?
Yeah, she was fine. Had another little chat about the good old days.
That was nice.
Well, pretty boring stuff, really.
Well, I've been updating the milk records.
Oh, okay. And, listen, I hope this is okay. I've asked her over dinner.
Dinner?
Yeah, well, she kind of asked herself. The only free time she had was next Friday evening, so I couldn't really say no.
Okay.
Well, especially as I'd already said to come and meet the kids. Is that okay with you?
Yeah, fine.
Great. And if she's coming, I thought we might as well ask Mum and Dad too.
So now we're talking about a proper dinner party?
Well, I know Dad's dying to meet her. And maybe we could ask Shula too. Oh.
It's okay, I've got it.
Okay. I'll be out on the cultivator.
Hello, Brookfield.
It's okay, it's only me.
Oosh.
I tried your mobile, but...
No, it's turned off.
This a bad time?
No, perfect. Couldn't be better.
Okay, tell Auntie Usha.
David's just announced he's asked Sophie round for dinner.
Oh, I thought...
And Jill and Phil and Shula.
I thought she was just popping round to meet the kids.
Well, so did I. And I'm going to have to play hostess to half the family, plus David's glamorous ex-fiancé.
Oh, Ruth.
Are you free next Friday?
Well, I think so.
Great. You'll have to come and support me.
Well, of course I will, but... Well, can't you just say no?
How? I mean...
Well, I'm sure we can think of some excuse.
Well, no, I can't really. I don't want to make a fuss about it.
Well, I'd be tempted.
I've got to try and be reasonable about this, Usha. I mean, he's not seen her for 20 years. It's daft of me to get all strung up about it.
Well, I think it's very noble of you.
I don't have much choice, do I? I'll just have to grin and bear it.
The Archers was written by Simon Frith, and the agricultural story editor is Graham Harvey. It was directed...